Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
I guess we can start talking now.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, y'all. Episode, I don't, five something, who knows
547, what. This is Ricky.
Oh, okay.
And that's Colonel Mustard, or no, what was his name? The Colonel from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Colonel Sanders.
Could you calm it down?
Sorry.
Colonel Sanders, could you calm your computer down?
This is Colonel Roger Sanders. How are y'all doing?
Are you coming through? I think you are. Okay. So that's why we should wear headphones. Ugh, it looks like you already have headphone hair. Were you listening to headphones today?
Nope. I was in the car for 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. So what's happening there? What's going on?
I didn't take a shower this morning. So I took a shower last night. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I took a shower last night.
You didn't take a PTA bath?
No, I wasn't. Well,
you know
I did. I could brush my teeth.
Do you know what a PTA bath is?
Clean my cooter and...
Pits, tits, and ass.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
But yeah.
I just got here and she's grinning on my nerves. Right.
I have been a lonely housewife all day today with crazy dogs. One of them that is barking her ass off because she's afraid of the ceiling fan.
I mean, that fear is real.
It is so real.
100% real. Like, she runs around the house. She will run into the kitchen and like start her engines and then just fly into the living room and just start barking
and looking up at the ceiling
and looking up at the ceiling like she crazy.
It's really weird. And then Ivy just won't sit her ass down.
No, so. Because her sister's acting like an asshole today instead of the opposite. Well, that's not true. I mean, I walked in and she was acting like an asshole.
Right.
So, how are you?
So, where you been? Oh, my goodness. You went on a road trip?
I did. I went to Kentucky, y'all.
Did you see Pensatucky?
No, I think we passed by it. I'm not sure, though. I don't know if that even exists. Does it exist?
I don't think so.
Is that that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
I think her name is Pensatucky.
It was fun. Two of my best friends, they're having girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their families from Kentucky.
Both of their families?
No. One of my friend's family is from Kentucky. Oh, okay. The other family's from Ohio.
Same thing.
Difference, right?
Right.
I mean, you're talking about one missing tooth and another.
Right.
So,
one fucks their family, the other ones don't.
Right. Well, maybe.
No.
it is Ohio. So they went to my friend's family who was from Kentucky, they threw them a baby shower, and it was two in one day. So we drove down there on Friday.
Two baby showers?
Mm-hmm. Because this is where it gets kind of messy. So his
messy.
his parents divorced at a young age, like I wouldn't say young age, but he was in his teens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the division of two families began. And
in a world where families are divided in Kentucky.
They do not get along. It's one of those where I think the first time they got together in a very, very long time was at the wedding. Yeah, a year ago. So, you know, just to kind of give you an idea of, like, they're respectful of each other, but they don't
They're
hang
regular
out.
Families.
Right. So I'm like,
we're used
girl
to
ain't it. None, this is all normal. And especially in the Latino community. Mm-hmm. Like, hello. So then, his sisters, because he's got two older sisters, his sisters threw one baby shower for his mom and, like, that side at her house. And then from there, we drove to his father's house and then had another one for his dad's side of the family.
See, that's always kind of nice coming from a divorced family, because what happens is you always get double the gifts.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly got a lot more gifts in the second one, but that's because, like, the family's a lot bigger and there's always, I mean, they're just so much more involved, and mm-hmm. and that's not a bad thing. Like, I think his mom's side of the family is involved as well, but they're just there's not many of them.
Did they get like four car seats?
No. They got, I mean, they got two, like a lot of the stuff that they got were two of everything. I think the bigger stuff, they didn't get two of everything, but it was like, so instead of getting, like, they got a bouncy chair and then they got like a bouncy swing. So it's kind of like one, you put one in one and you put the other in the other.
Oh, the other one's going to be so pissed.
Yeah. Right, jealous.
Oh my God.
Be like, Daddy, why twin does Kennedy get girls. Everything?
Are there, their name's going to be Holly Madison, right?
Right. God, that's so awful. So that was a lot of fun. Their family is just so welcoming and they're so like loving and like her, his, I, this was the second time that I met his nephews from his sister's side and we stayed at her house. And I mean, I'm sure you're aware because in like in Virginia or whatever, like the houses are pretty big if you live in the country. Mm-hmm. Like this place was huge. Like they had a movie theater. I mean, and it was like they're like it was.
Well,
huge.
That's not normal in the country.
No, no. I mean, well, if you have a big house in the country, I mean, and they're like they're not rich by any means, but they're not. They're definitely doing very well. Mm-hmm. And so we stayed in there. And like, I mean, they were just so like nice. And her kids.
Did you get Southern sweetened iced tea?
No.
Oh, they're not real then.
No. Well, they didn't have any. I'm sure if I was at his mom's house, she would have had some. Yeah, for sure. But like, it was just very nice. They were very welcoming. They're his nephews were just like all over me, like, oh my God, Uncle Boo and blah, blah, blah. Like they were just so like, they're sweet kids.
Uncle Boo.
That's what they call me. My nickname is Boo in that household. And oh. I need okay. you to quit. And she just got reprimanded. Yeah. And we designed little onesies for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, I think I.
Oh, was that a baby shower contest?
No. His sister was like, instead of us playing games, we're going to design little onesies. So she had like all different size onesies and like paint and iron stuff. So it was a lot of fun. Like she had different fabric patterns. So that was really cute. I had a good time with that. And then once that was over, we drove over to his dad's house, in the middle of a horrible storm. And luckily we missed like the tail end of it when it was passing through his dad's family or through his dad's house. Like mm-hmm. it was awful. Like, you know, when it rains really hard, first of all, it was hailing and it was literally like at least an inch of hail on the floor. And then you know how when it rains really hard that all the like baby leaves from the top
right.
fall to the ground and it's like just
baby leaves.
It looks like
baby
someone
leaves
went,
everywhere.
Like shook the shit out of that tree. Yeah, that's how it looked on all the trees. It was a little scary. So yeah, that was it. And then we went over there and we had food and they got way more gifts over there. Like, oh my God, the amount of stuff. Like on the drive back, I was like this. I felt like I was being put into like a tiny little area because that's all
and they
we
have
had
a big ass car.
Yeah, that yeah, exactly. That entire back seat was I literally like I could barely move this way and I clearly can't move much further than that.
I'm surprised, you know, they're so rich that they didn't have their own plane.
Right, exactly. Charter your own plane, girl.
Well, the most important question
yes.
for me is you were in Kentucky. Did you go to the original KFC?
I did not. Well,
you're an asshole.
And there we go. No, we didn't go. I mean, because we were so like tight on schedule with everything, all the festivities. So mm-hmm. it's kind of difficult to fit in. I mean, we got in at like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. We went to bed, woke up at like 9:30. My friend and I drove to Starbucks, came back, and literally the party started, the first one. And then after that was done, we got in the car, packed our shit, got in the car, drove to the second house. And that was a little bit more relaxing because we knew we were going to stay there the night. So we were going to have a little bit more time to just kind of mm-hmm. unwind. But that was a lot of fun. So
do they have hot family members?
They do. Like they do. One of his brothers is, he's kind of like a bear.
Uh-huh.
He's like this big bellied ass white boy. I'm not gonna lie. But his face, he's just got a really cute face and he's really, really, he's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And, until we drove to like Qdoba. Oh, excuse me. To Qdoba to get some food.
They have Qdoba down there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Weird.
Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
It was just like he was really cute. I'm like, oh God, he's so dreamy.
You wanted to give him your burrito, didn't you?
Well, his wife and his son were there. Well, who's his son?
Family, whatever.
Right, well, exactly.
Semantics.
Like, so, right. His son's name is Linus. I love that.
That's cute.
I know.
It sounds very feminine.
Well, he is kind of on the... He is
Wait,
a theater guy.
Wait, Linus. Mm-hmm. I thought you said Lioness.
No.
I was like,
not
that's
the
girl.
Not the queen. Not the queen of the kingdom, girl. Okay.
So, oh my God. Twitter. Did you see who was going to listen
to our
show?
Our little pony show. Yes.
So you guys, Michelle Visage messaged us back and said she was going to listen to our show.
Yes.
And she hasn't messaged us, so I assume it sucked.
I don't think that's the case.
She's in Europe right now. She's very busy.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. She just left for the... Mm. So I have a question. Well, first of all, let me just kind of...
She did say she was going to listen. I don't know if she did.
No, I'm sure she would. I mean, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does she have to lose? We mention her almost every show.
I know, right?
Hello. Yeah. So how was your week?
My week was good. I was still trying to get off of vacation mode. It's been like 2 weeks and I still want to be on vacation.
Yeah. How's that? I can't imagine because I feel like that's kind of rough. Like I always get like this little phase of like depression where it's like the first couple of days after you come back from like a long trip, you're just like...
Especially when I got back to work and I had like 280 emails. I was like,
Yeah, that's
it took
fun.
All just like the first day.
Yeah.
Took like the first 2 days, almost all emails. Just getting back to people. Like my thing also is I put an away message on my email. I put an away message on my phone. How are you going to email me? Then get a response saying I'm not going to be there for 14 days. And then turn around and send an email 3 days later talking about I never answered your email. What are you talking about?
It's called bitch, read. Read your fucking email.
I mean, I had so many emails saying, why haven't you contacted me yet?
Oh, because you know what? They're assholes.
And you know, when they send you another email, if they've already gotten the response before, they won't receive another one. So then they just assume that I was ignoring their emails. I don't do that.
Right. Well, you know, that happens. I hate that too, because that's the reason why I won't. That's really weird. That's the reason why I won't do the away thing. Because
we have
I feel
to.
Like I feel like, well, I'm sure you have to, but like I feel like people don't listen. They don't read. Why is this weird? So could you
concentrate on the show, please?
I'm concentrating on the
Calm
show.
Calm it down. You have a couple days to do that.
Shut up. Anyway, so yeah,
I could just
Dropbox
like, it to you.
Oh, I got it already. It's downloaded.
So yeah, so that, and then I got some of the good news.
Did you get the job?
No, I would. I mean, I wish I. Well, I'm going to get the job.
Okay, good.
That's how I feel about it.
Right,
but I applied for a different position within my company, and I'm going to be getting an interview for it.
So, shut up. That's good.
I mean,
good.
I'm getting an interview.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Is it a higher position or is it like one of those where it's like a lateral move?
No, it's a promotion with like a $15,000 increase.
Shut up. Good for you. That's amazing.
So I'm like crossing my fingers because I really want that.
That is awesome. I actually think that, speaking of getting an interview, let me just tell you what I got.
Well, okay. Well, hooray.
Yay. Yay for Ricky. Let's talk about how shitty Roger's week has been since the last time I fucking
You know what,
recorded.
Sir? You need to have a positive week.
I do need to have a positive week.
You had a great weekend.
I did. I really, really did.
So one moment did not define your whole week.
No. I do have to say, though, it kind of made me... It didn't make me sad, but... but just, like, the... Like, seeing how, like, so nice these people were and so, like, welcoming, it just kind of gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Does it make you want to move there?
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Girl, when we were in Qdoba, my friend was rubbing his husband's back, and there was a guy and his wife and like his trollop of kids, and he was feeding the baby, and he happened to notice, and I happened to notice him because he had looked at me first, and then I saw him shift his eyes over to them, and he was just staring, and I'm like, girl,
he wanted it, He wanted
girl,
it.
I will slap your face with my fat cock.
It
real
was,
quickly.
It was don't really because they haven't even seen a brown person before.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah.
Was he hot?
No. Oh. He's all right. And then we went into the Starbucks that
I
morning.
Love hot. Hot, abusive.
Tread lightly.
Straight people.
I love that. Hot, abusive straight people.
With neck, throat tattoos.
Oh, God, those are awful, but I just want to lick it.
I want one that says, I don't want one personally. I want to see a guy with one that's like super hot and it says Mamacita on it or something.
That's so ghetto. So a little bit of an update. My roommate asked me to move out. And I know it's pretty sad. He asked me to move out. So, you know, kind of the backstory, it's like I've been living with him for 6 years and, you know, we moved in together. Actually, I just didn't say that. I moved into his place because I had just lost my job at the time and he hadn't found a job. He had been jobless for like, I don't know, like a year and a half. And yeah, he was out of a job for almost 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It was that hard for him to find a job. So he was looking for financial help, and when I moved out, well, actually I shouldn't say that, because I did have a job at the time, but I just couldn't afford where I was living because it was a condo or whatever. And so I said, hey, I know you need help, I need to, you know, get help as well in terms of like financially, just because I can't continue to afford the place, let's move in. And he was like, yeah, sure. I said, okay. It was never my intention to stay there this long. It was never my intention to stay even like 2 years long. I was just going to stay there, get myself on my feet, and move out. And that didn't happen.
It got a little comfortable.
Well, no, because a month and a half after I moved in, I lost my job.
Oh.
And so then both of us were jobless. Luckily enough, right as I lost my job, he got a job. Finally. So it was like, thank God, I don't have to spend all day with you. Right? So then after that happened, I got a job, like, because I think I was without a job for about a month. And then I got a job and I worked at that job for almost a year. Literally, I was 1 month away from making a year, and then I was laid off.
And where was this at?
This was at the mortgage company. So uh-huh. It was close to kind of where you work at.
Glenview?
Kind of.
Wilmette? Winnetka?
No, where was it? Shit.
Niles.
I think it was Glenbrook, maybe. Somewhere over there. I don't, like, it was on Lake Cook Road, somewhere in the, like, on the suburb.
If it's two words and it sounds like a spring or a river.
That's not really a city.
It's, yeah.
It's that's like an arm like extension of
Bolingbrook.
Right.
No, that's IKEA.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the entire town of Bolingbrook is just IKEA.
Right.
Which really could be said.
True.
Yeah.
And so for then, Schaumburg, too. Well, and malls.
No, well, Schaumburg is its own city. IKEA happens to be in that, but yeah. So I stayed, and you know, it's been a little turbulent. You know, it's been up and down. It's been whatever. You know what I mean? It's like he sufficed what I needed at the time. The problem is that he never made it feel like it was my home. So, like, none of the decorations, nothing of mine is in there. So, mm-hmm. Nothing. So everything is all his. And he just never made it welcoming for me. And I think it would have been a lot different had we moved into a place together versus me moving into his or his moving into mine.
Right.
But it, you know, didn't happen that way. So, it was, you know, the last couple of years have been, I'm not going to say it was miserable. It was a lot. And I started to get to the point where I was kind of getting, I was bursting at the seams. Like, I needed to find, I wanted to find a place on my own.
Well, you've been wanting to for a couple months, though.
Yeah.
And so it's not like.
No. So him telling me that I needed to move out is not, like, it was inevitably going to happen. I wanted to beat him to the punch is what I wanted to do. So I wanted to have control of the situation where I could be like, hey, you know what? I just want to let you know that I'm going to move out. You know, this is my time. But I wanted to have a place to do that. You know, I wanted to be able to say, I have something secure. I can say, hey, guess what? I'm moving out in the next month. Cool. Things are done. But he didn't. And he gave me a time frame. So, of course, me, like, my brain doesn't work. Like, oh, okay. That's cool. No big deal. Like, I'm now in my head going, fuck, I need to find a place by August. And if not, I'm going to have to move into my mom's house until I find something. And I mean, that's crazy. She lives all the way in the Northwest side. It's going to, I mean.
We're at Northwest.
So she lives near Diversey in Austin, which is Like, I would say, I mean,
diversity, is that a, so, you know, is that a triangle or a diagonal street?
It's a west east street. And then Austin is a north. So it's like close to Oak Park, close to that area. I mean, so it's far. And the worst part about
nobody
it is,
got time for that.
There is no highway to take me out of there. So like, I have to take streets? All the streets all the time. And I don't, like, if I didn't work in Evanston, I wouldn't care. Like, it's not, the point is, I don't care about moving in with my mother because I know that in the long run it would help me because I would save money.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that traffic and all that is going to drive me insane, especially in the evening, because driving west, north is going to be awful in the evening. So, you know, I just wanted to have a little bit more control. So now I'm like trying so hard to like find a spot. And, you know, there's a lot of shit out there. None of it is really good. And, you know, I'm not necessarily like on a budget per se, but like, I just don't want to spend a certain amount. And that's going to be very difficult. So like, for example, like one of the apartments that you sent me, mm-hmm. the flats in Chicago or whatever, mm-hmm. those are awesome. And I saw them a long time ago because the guy was on the Bravo show,
mm-hmm.
100 Summer Days of Chicago or whatever.
Oh, so, he was on that show.
Yeah. So he's the one that, you know, the gay guy, he's the one that did all those, like that's his, those are his projects.
Mm.
So I heard about it way before and I was like, oh, this would be great because they look awesome. I mean, they have washer and dryer, like it's all... They're 800 and like the one that you sent me, I think was like 825, but you have to pay all the utilities on your own. So you don't get nothing for free. The only upside to that is that you get a washer and dryer in your unit, which, by the way, that's fabulous. But then parking, there's no parking availability because it's in the middle of like uptown and parking is horrible. So it's like, you know, if I could take that place and put it somewhere where there was like the possibility of paying for parking,
mm-hmm.
maybe, but now you're talking about $835 for rent. I have to pay all utilities on my own and then parking. I mean, I don't make enough to be paying for all that stuff.
Well, the sucky part is you're probably gonna have to do street parking,
right?
Because that, like, you're even our price range. I mean, we thought we could find a parking spot. It's not that. Especially if you want a parking spot with an apartment that has a washer and dryer in it and air conditioning.
Right.
Those three things do not go together in Chicago. No, they don't exist.
Yeah. So I'm okay with foregoing some of those things. Like, for example, air conditioning, like, fine. I don't need to have air conditioner in there because that's gonna be expensive anyway. So if I have to, like, as long as I have a unit that I can put in the window, I'm fine. Because the only time I'll ever need it is gonna be like when I'm taking a shower, like, you know, in my bedroom. So that's the only time I'm gonna need it. Because I could put a fan in the living room, so I'm fine. Like, I don't need it all the time. That I don't care. Washer and dryer, well, yeah, the convenience is awesome, but, like, I don't have that much clothes, so going over to my friend's house is going to be not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that stuff. I'm more concerned about the utilities and, like, paying them outside of the rent and parking. Those are my biggest concerns, and those are the things that I know I'm going to struggle finding.
Well, you know what you could do.
What?
Is get rid of your car and take the train to work.
No. Not happening. Not going to happen. Not after I tried so fucking... I worked so hard to get the car to begin with. Not going to happen. So, it's just not... It's not going to happen. So...
Oh, here we go. We're having a fit.
So, you know, it is what it is. And, I mean, it's going to be hard.
Sorry. She's...
So I know I can find something. It's just going to be a matter of time. And,
right.
You know, like I was thinking maybe I could tell him, like, you know, if he could give me, you know, like till the end of September, just to give me like an extra month. I mean, I'm sure I won't need it. But then, you know, my friend was like, well, don't do that until you get to the point where you're getting close and you can't find anything, right. You know, and just be like, hey, would it be okay if I stay another month? But then I'm like, well, I don't also want to be like the last month and be like, hey girl, I can't. That's move
why
out.
You that is why you have to be like every day looking for stuff.
Oh girl, day. I haven't seen the same fucking 10 apartments in the last 3 days because I've been on it like a hawk. It's and you know the worst part was I don't mind living in the city, but to be quite honest with you, I rather live like in Evanston or in Skokie, somewhere where it's like,
like where no one lives.
Right, recluse.
Well, oh yeah, you're Roger the recluse moose.
Right. So I mean, it just, I don't know. I just want to find something, and I know it's going to be very difficult, and I'm trying my hardest not to stress myself out about it, but it's really difficult not to, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, I don't make millions. I don't even make thousands, and it's just hard. It's difficult. And then on top of that, add shit to on top of more shit. The position that I applied for and the manager who was hiring for it literally walked outside of her office, came to my cubicle area, and was like, you know, I just want to let you know, thank you so much for applying for the position. But I'm looking for someone who has a lot more programming experience. And so, you know, you don't fit the position. Like, it's not, you know, you don't meet the qualification. Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you couldn't even fucking ask me into your office to be like, hey, you know, like sit me down and be like, this is the reason why. Like, I don't even need an explanation, but you couldn't even bother to at least ask me to go in your office and tell me that. You didn't even bother to interview me. And because, I mean, I knew she wasn't going to give me the job because she's a fucking cunt. So I was like, but to not even at least give me the courtesy to invite me inside the house.
It doesn't sound like you work in an area where they want to help you improve.
No. Oh, no, no. God, no. And the worst part about it is, like, if you do really, really well in your position, they want to keep your ass there till no end.
Like, you ain't going nowhere.
No. You know, so I don't know. And the funny thing is that the day that my roommate told me about, you know, moving out or whatever, I was looking at jobs in California at the University of San Diego.
No.
And I was looking at how much they pay, and girl, let me tell you, I mean, it was,
yeah, it might be a lot, but imagine how much you're gonna pay to live there.
It's not that more expensive, I promise you that.
Okay.
Not that more expensive than here.
Why California?
Because I love California. I'm tired. Honestly, to be quite honest with you, I'm really tired of the winters. Really tired of them. Well, it's really sad. And you know what? I always tell people, because once again, it's one of those things where it's very different for people who move to Chicago. Like, did you go out of state for your university when you went to school?
I went to Florida.
Okay. I never went anywhere. So I didn't get to leave and have that experience and come back and appreciate it.
Oh, I didn't go back.
Right, exactly. Even better. That's even more my point. I never got to leave the city. So I've always lived in the city. So I've never had that experience of being an adult in another place where I don't have those securities that I have here.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, look at you. You left. You went to Florida. You stayed there. You came to Chicago. Like, I've never had I've never had that experience. So for me, it's like, I want to experience that. I feel like I don't want to sound cheesy or cliche and be like, oh, I don't know what's out there in the world, but I really do want to be able to experience that. And it's, a lot of my friends have.
Well, I think moving to Evanston will help you with that.
Shut up.
I cracked myself up.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to the point where, like, I've experienced enough of the city. And it has a lot of lows.
You should move to Kentucky. That's a whole new experience. That'll give you an experience.
Well, right?
And guess what? It's fucking cold there, too.
I know. I don't know. I'm just ready to... I need something different. And I'm... You know... I'm hoping that this moving out and... That I know things will work out somehow, some way. I always make them work out. But it's just... I need something else. I need something different. And I love it here because my family's from here and I'm from here and I have awesome friends and whatever. But like, I just feel like
you should have your rich friends build you a house in their backyard.
Actually, we talked about that. We did. That was for real.
Well, then you should have your rich friends build us a house in the back.
Right.
Oh my God. Our recording studio could be back there.
Right. Or we can record for, we can have a nice recording studio in California.
No, I'm not moving to California.
So
I might move to California Avenue.
Girl,
maybe
that's ghetto.
Well, it depends on what area you're in.
Yeah, that's true. It's because if you move like in the, like if you move like in Albany,
like Logan
Park,
Square, it's not bad.
No, that's not bad. Anything north of like, I would probably say up to like Fullerton. You could maybe stretch it to North Avenue, but after that, I wouldn't go any further.
Yeah. No, ma'am.
But I don't know.
So speaking of changes,
yeah.
This is just changing the subject, really. But you sent me a picture of Mariah Carey's album cover of Japan.
Yes, the Japanese version.
Like, first, why are there different copies like in different countries? I mean, I know that's happened all the time, but yeah. Why did they do that?
I'll tell you why. Because it's different markets, and because it's an import to them, where it's here in America, it's not. It's a release in America. They need to spruce it up and make it more attractive because their talents or their artists are different from over here. So, for example, you have Mariah Carey here in the States, but like let's say for example, Japan, they have a Mariah Carey or something that's as big as Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, you're
in
right.
There. So now you have Mariah Carey
going
competing.
Against Mariah Carey, Japanese Mariah Carey.
Right. You have Mariah Carey.
Well, the thing is, though, is the one that you sent me, I was like, there's something off about this. It doesn't look
right.
I feel
like it's a caricature.
Yeah. It's not like her hands are supposed to be touching each side of her face, but they're actually not touching her face because I don't think it's her hands.
Those are her hands, honey. I don't know.
And then, of course, she had.
But I'm like, those are her hands.
And then
those are really her hands.
And then she had the butterfly ring.
I am telling you right now. I'm telling you this right now. If I ever make enough money to purchase a ring like that,
it's gonna be
I will have that fucking ring on my finger. I'm not lying to you. Do not play with me. I will get that ring. I don't know if any of our listeners know what ring. I'm sure you guys have seen it.
The butterfly ring. Everybody
the butterfly ring. It is this gaudy diamond-esque butterfly. And
it's not diamond-esque. It's diamonds.
Right. Correct. And it's literally. I mean, it's probably the size of maybe a Reese cup. Because I think that's right. I mean that's right. Right. Like I think
yeah,
it's the size of a.
It was birthed. Cup. It was birthed out of a Reese cup.
Anyway.
And then
the ring. And it's all in like platinum. And it's this beautiful ring and it's totally gaudy. It fits her personality and it's been with her for years. I think it's been with her since
a long
like,
time since Butterfly, I think.
I think it was maybe a little bit before Butterfly, but yes, around that time. But she's had it the entire time. So I love her godliness. I do want to say though, I think she looks beautiful. I think that's the most natural she's looked, even though it does look like she was way too airbrushed.
Oh,
she was
that,
looking a little fucking
cover?
Fat in that. And
oh my god,
let's talk about.
What about
that. Did you watch that?
No, what about the lingerie pictures?
Oh, she okay. Look, ham hocks.
Right. I mean,
for days.
First, why are you in those clothes and your kids are there? I mean, really?
That's kind of natural for them. I mean, Rock and Roll are special kids.
Oh, dumb babies.
dumb babies.
Although she looked pretty in the pictures, though.
She did look good. I thought she did.
Is he like a celebrity photographer who only... From what I gathered
Terry
from...
Terry Richards?
The, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So he only does people in their underwear? That's what I gathered from the...
Yeah.
They said he's controversial, and I'm not for sure why.
I want to say I think so because a lot of the pictures that he generally does are very scandalous, and they're very risque.
Scandaloso?
Escandaloso.
Mm-hmm.
They're very risque because usually it involves a minor.
Oh, well, that's...
Not necessarily a minor, but someone who looks very young, and mm-hmm. then they, you know, pose in these very, like, provocative positions. Yeah.
Yeah. But Mariah Carey's interview with David Letterman.
Stupid. Well, I mean, she's
one of those people, like they say on PNS Explosion, just 5 pounds just puts them over
the edge
of just what the hell.
So I text messaged Ricky and I said to him, she looked like she was carrying 18 pounds of those 5 pounds she was carrying on her face.
Her face was chunky.
She looked, and when she's one of those women that either she's had work done, some sort of stretching, because if you notice her jowls, like it was really kind of a little tight under here, but this was really like puffy.
I think she has like chipmunk cheeks. I think that's what her
But her body looked fine. I mean, she looked thick. I mean, let's be clear. Mariah Carey is 5'7", 5'8", and she's a thick girl. Like, she's a healthy.
She probably weighs like 180.
No. she probably weighs like 120, 125, right? I mean, but she just, because if you looked at the dress and you looked at her body, she didn't look fat. Like, she looked thin. Well, she just looked healthy. Like, you know? But
she probably had those Spanx on. She didn't have Spanx for her face.
I mean,
but I love her.
Well,
I feel bad for talking bad about her.
No, we're not talking bad about her. I mean, we love her regardless. But I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, lady, lay off the fucking burgers. Lay off the goddamn Pinot Grigio or whatever you're fucking drinking.
So, you know that we had the question of, you know, what would we have Janet seeing of Mariah's and what would we have Mariah seeing of Janet's?
Taylor the Latte Boy?
Taylor the Latte Boy did respond. He was the only person that responded. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, fans.
He said, thank you for answering my question. My answer, Mariah, anytime, any place. Janet, honey, faster, harder, BPM.
I kind of agree with that a little bit. Because it's kind of in that vein of, well, and I think this is the thing that we discussed last time. I think it's if they change up the musicality of it, I think a little bit, I think it totally would work.
I think Janet could also sing 4th of July. I think she could sing that song.
That's one of my favorite songs. You know what song I think she could sing? And I think
The
she
Roof?
Could do, yes! Oh my God! Twinsies! Yes! I think she would do an awesome job with that song.
I love that song.
That's one of my favorite songs off that album, by the way. I will listen to that on repeat.
Really, all of our Mariah songs are our favorite, but
our listeners are just loving it.
They are like wanting to kill
and
themselves.
Then they're going
to
get another episode of All Mariah Carey Day.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be like,
there's going to be samples. I know.
Which you do realize that we'll be able to get off.
I know Mark and Dan are loving this right now.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Mark.
Oh!
let's go right. Let's dig right into that one. Thank you bastard for starting that rumor that I was on Westboro Church, because now every motherfucker talks about it. I guess any
celebrity. My boss came up to me and was like, did you know Roger was part of the Westboro
Thank
Baptist
you.
Church?
Oh my God, totally.
I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah.
Someone off the street was walking into the Starbucks and was like, aren't you the guy from Foul Monkeys who's on Westboro Church? Thank you, Ed. Mark.
Mark, you're also, aren't you like a grand dragon of the KKK too?
Yeah, something like that. And apparently I belong to Hitler's party.
Oh, God. Guess what I did yesterday?
Oh, what? Did you kill a Jew?
No. I went to the Holocaust Museum.
You did it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, that's the.
Why did I even put myself through that?
Was it really sad?
Yes. Well.
Because yes. I feel like that would be, I feel like
they actually had footage of like group massacre. Like, you saw it happen.
See, that's just why.
It was really sad.
I don't know.
Do you know why that museum's there?
Wasn't it because there's a lot of Jews in
well, yeah, there like, was
Skokie was a hub of for Jews,
right? And so in 1977, a neo-Nazi group tried to march in Skokie, and there were like 70,000 Jewish people there, but like 7,000 of them were Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, that we had the Skokie had one of the largest surviving member group of people
mm-hmm.
that survived the Holocaust. We had a lot of them here.
That's why that museum's there, because they stood up.
It's a beautiful
and said, no,
museum.
You
like,
cannot
it looks,
march here.
Is it by the McDonald's?
No, it's by that big glass building on the highway.
Oh, so it's on the other side of the highway.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks really neat. It's really nice. Although I don't want to be insensitive, but it kind of looks like a big oven, like a foundry.
Oh, that's awful.
But the exhibit was awesome, and they had an exhibit of
I just want to say that we have two snoring puppies.
Adorable. Just can't not stop.
Yeah. All that fuckery that they were doing about 5 minutes ago.
What
all
fuckery?
Exactly. All the way because they're snoring like little good girls.
Oh, they're so cute. Dogs.
I've always wanted to go. I know this is probably so masochistic of me because I know that as soon as I walk in, I'm going to start crying. But
I did.
Yeah. I wanted to go to, and I still want to go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And I heard, and
it's
I,
the worst.
And I one day want to visit Auschwitz. They Auschwitz. Said that was my, I've had friends who've gone and they were like, you, if you think just listening to this, like hearing it or reading about it is horrible, like you go there and it is literally nonstop crying. Like,
look,
I know. So anyway,
you guys, you have to watch this special on Netflix. It's called Hitler's Children. And
I just started watching that. I didn't really find it. Maybe it was because I wasn't paying attention, but
you haven't got really far enough into it. But basically, it's about how even decades after the Holocaust, the people that are family members of the high ranking officers are still
dealing with that.
Right. They still have their names, you know, their last names. So people treat them like assholes and blame them for what's happened and all this stuff. Well, one of the things is,
I
think
it's really sad, by the way, because it's not their fault. I mean, if I had to do like a hierarchy map, like I would be like, okay, maybe the first two people after in the, like if it was like you had one son and, or two sons and those two sons had two sons, like I would say.
This was his grandfather. His grandfather was a high, was
right. So that's kind of where I was going with it. I'd be like, okay, you know, I could see how it trickles from the sons, but then after that, it's kind of like
he lived at Auschwitz, but he was a child, like 6 years old, so he didn't.
So he probably got to see a lot of this.
No,
crap.
He actually, that's what the thing is about. He talked about how he had no idea that he was at a death camp. He passed the wall that he lived in. He never saw anything, so he had no idea that there was smoke and people dying. He never heard anything,
and he never smelled anything. Hold on.
Well, he may have, but he wouldn't know. No one would say, you know what it is, yeah. Right? What are you looking for? But anyway, what they do is they take one of the people that is like the high-ranking officer's grandchild or whatever, mm-hmm. and they match them with an Auschwitz Holocaust survivor's child, and then they go together.
To the museum?
To Auschwitz.
Oh my God.
And that's, you should, I mean, just, I, it's like a lot. Like, I was crying so hard. Tony was looking at me like, I'm like real sensitive about that shit.
No, I mean, so am I.
I don't even know if I ever lived in a time, well, we still do, but I don't know. I just, it's hard to see.
I don't like it. And then it was, I felt like, because I've seen those kinds of documentaries. Do you think that because I haven't seen this one, but do you think that they were repented or they felt some sort of remorse for their family and maybe not necessarily for themselves because they may have not known? But do you think
the
that
kid
they,
or the guy they focus on of the Nazi party,
mm-hmm.
he was. I mean, he couldn't say sorry enough. I mean, that's the thing. These children have constantly had to say sorry about something that they had no control over.
Right.
So they talk about how they've lived.
What a fucking life. Because now you have to take, you have to live with the burden that your family did. Like, that's insane. Can you imagine, like, the amount of weight on your shoulders that has nothing to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then it's almost kind of like if you sort of reacted in a very like, well, that wasn't something that I did, so why does it affect me? Like, then you kind of look really insensitive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's almost kind of like you're between the spade and the wall. It's like,
Oh, God, that's awful. You should definitely watch it because it's good.
Yeah.
It's called Hitler's Children, I believe.
Yeah. No, I've seen it. And
or
I
The
have
Children
it
of Hitler.
I have it in my queue, and I started watching it, but I wasn't really paying attention to it, so I didn't like get real into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just wasn't the moment of time that I wanted to watch it. But anyway, I'll have to watch it again.
All right. So what else do we got to talk about? Anything? in particular?
So, well, we have an advanced copy of Michael Jackson's CD.
Oh, we got it from his producers?
Yes. His peeps.
Oh, his peeps.
In That's heaven sent it to us. Yeah. By via way
heaven,
of...
Heaven.
John Lennon. I'm being very telepathic today.
Very.
Oh, my God. First of all, speaking of telepathic, can we just say congratulations to Michael for being drafted to the Rams?
I don't know who that is.
He's the first open gay football player that just got drafted. And I think it's to the Rams, if I'm not mistaken.
Michael Sams.
Yes.
Shane Michaels.
Yeah. It's Michael Sams. I think.
And did you see him kiss his boyfriend?
Yes. Like, when he got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting. We finally have a Mo in the.
A Mo. There's been Mo's.
Yeah.
Just not open Mo's.
And open. Well, he would. Who did he get drafted to?
The Rams, St. Louis Rams.
Is that, yeah, right?
Yeah, the St. Louis Rams.
Okay, awesome.
I
mean, and Obama congratulated
him. I mean,
him.
That's cool.
And they recorded, like, when he got the call, and then he kissed his boyfriend. I think that's so awesome. Good for you, girl, for breaking down the walls of equality.
Of course, his boyfriend's white.
Oh, God. And she's probably real Nelly.
Oh, you couldn't tell from the video?
I didn't
see
the video.
Wait, why are we judging them? We need to stop. Congratulations, we're judging you.
Right. He got judged and then got a good thing and then got judged again.
Right.
It's like having to live that fucking thing twice.
How long do you think it's going to be before he is on a housewife show?
Oh, God. Who, the gay or the gays?
The white boy. The white boy.
Probably real soon.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's really awesome that...
He's only 23, Michael is. Can you imagine... God, if I was 23 again, I wouldn't live to be 24 probably.
let's not get crazy a little bit. So that's exciting. I mean, that's a awesome feat for us.
Maybe one day that won't be an issue.
Hello, totally forgot what other thing today's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. All our mothers
I still
that are
out
there.
I still need to
call my mom. You're an asshole. Yeah. You need to call her already. Call her off.
Well, I Facebooked her. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. Why is Mexican Mother's Day on Saturday and not Sunday?
It's not on Saturday. Mexican Mother's Day is on the 10th every year.
See, that's how it should be.
And it's that specific day. So it could fall on Friday, it could fall on Saturday, it could fall on Sunday. It's always the
10th. But everybody was celebrating yesterday, right?
But Mother's Day is on the second Sunday?
Yes.
Of every May.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're so close together. Because yesterday was the 10th and today's the 11th, so that's why they're like one day after the other. But really, it's in my household, we celebrate today.
America. America, Mother's Day.
No. Correction, Murica.
America. Oh.
Exactly. or in my house, America.
Or assholes.
Exactly.
Pendejos.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And happy Mother's Day to the single parents and the people who are trying to become mothers.
And Big Fatty, because he's everybody's mother.
Mm. Happy Mother's Day, Fatty. I mean, Big Fatty. Feels weird just calling him that.
What, Fatty?
Yeah.
You have to put the big in. It's right, not effective.
It's offensive if it's just Fatty.
it is so offensive if you just say Fatty.
Let's bring it back to Mark real quick.
Oh, okay. Going back to Mark.
I need you to fucking apologize for starting that nasty rumor. Because to be quite frank with you, I'm starting to get real tired.
Oh,
I've listened
please.
To three different shows that had nothing to do with the other.
Uh-huh.
And I was talked about on each show about being from the... Not just me. But like Foul Monkeys and us being from Westboro.
Oh, I don't care what people say about me.
I don't care either. So, I just want apology. I want a public apology.
No. Look, no apologies because what did I tell you about podcasting?
Yes, you have to have thick skin is
thick
what he said.
Skin.
My cock has a lot of skin on it. So you can fucking suck that.
Well, he probably would because he's into that. podcasting. Thick skins. You have to take a joke. You have to be able to give a joke. Sometimes you deal with people you don't like.
Oh, see, he said that.
You'll meet people you don't like.
Yeah.
But you have to be civil, just like Big Fatty says you do.
Fuck that
shit.
He's like
the podcasting like counselor.
Mediator.
He's the mediator.
No, it's fine.
It happens. Eventually, it'll go away. I used to be called Ginger Bear all the time because I didn't like it.
Oh, why?
Because I'm not a ginger.
Oh, no, you're not. You're cyber. Yeah, like, what, the quarter cyberns that you have are like.
Well, I have like, I call it calico facial hair. It's just a bunch of different colors.
Oh, okay.
There's starting to be a bunch of white in there. I don't like that.
Hello.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, you look like skunk gore. And smell like it too.
Really?
Thick skin. Thick skin.
Praise Jesus, thick skin.
No one really believes that you're from the Westboro Baptist Church.
Okay, but let's move away from that, please. Because I don't want anyone to be like, that's really what he said. I feel like people are starting to believe it. A little bit.
But wouldn't that be kind of awesome? You escape from the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, my God. I've been reformed.
Oh, actually, like the fourth son or something just left this week. He left the Westboro Baptist Church. Minus the
two divided by the third?
I don't do math.
Right. Math by Fun Monkeys.
He's like the grandson. He's the seventh grandson. Oh,
they all need to be removed.
There's a bunch of them. Like, but, how do they even keep count?
So... Well, anyways, Mark, you have been warned. You have been warned.
How did that even get started?
Because we talked. Because I mentioned that. Because he was all out. Hate, hate, hate. He is a hateful motherfucker. Because that's all.
Talked about how you should feel a little bit of compassion for him.
Yes, and I was just saying that it's not necessarily.
We shouldn't be mean.
No, I didn't say we need to have compassion for the shit that he was spewing. I just say we need to not, because we're feeding into that.
As a human.
Of course, he did not like that. I think he secretly likes him.
Oh, maybe he's secretly in love with him.
Oh my God.
That's what it is. He's reflecting.
Oh my God.
He's reflecting his love.
Ed, I need you to be careful.
Phelps. And projecting it on you.
I know.
And he thinks that
he's
because
deflecting
you're,
his love for he Phelps thinks
because
onto
you're,
me.
Because you're a low class second. Latino
watch
citizen.
Yourself. Watch yourself.
Thick skin. Thick skin.
Gay.
Thick skin.
Ginger bear. I'm going to find you.
That's totally what's happening.
I'm going to find you the Care Bear, the Orange Sunshine Care Bear, and I'm going to send it to you.
Oh my God. I love that. That's it. That's what he's doing.
Deflect,
I am so sorry.
When you're being caught, deflect, deflect, deflect.
deflect.
Mark, you have been warned, lady. And she doesn't even carry a phone. What kind of gay is she?
Oh my God. I know. That's like been a thing with him. Like, well, I don't even know what I would do on the bus. I mean, I read.
That's fucking. But you have an iPod because you listen to our show that you so vehemently deny listening to us because. He never says he listens to us. Every time you name a list off, you're like, blah, 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 D plus I, blah, 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 blah.
Big fatty. D-I plus.
D-I plus. I know they were on their show the last time. Blah, 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 blah. I listened to so and so on. And no Foul Monkeys to be seen. Or heard. Or read.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they sure will talk about us.
Braille. Right. I know. And they talk about us all the time. I had to throw in Braille for this thing.
Oh. No, she's deaf. She's not blind.
Oh, that's right. Same language.
Oh my God, you're so special.
Ed,
I love it.
Anyway, but
I might
whatever.
Be really lazy right now.
I can tell. You just lean back. Lean back. Lean
with
back.
No
lean
money
back,
on my mind. On my mind on no money.
Right.
Dr. Dre sold his company.
Well,
to Apple.
Allegedly. It hasn't been confirmed.
He
quite
was drunk
yet.
And said he's the first billionaire rap artist.
How amazing is that?
I don't know if that's really true.
But. It is true. He's the first billionaire hip hop artist. I think,
but
the
he
one
really doesn't do hip hop anymore.
No, he's been a producer. He's produced like all
that
of Eminem's shit and all the
that
shit.
That doesn't count.
Okay, don't defame
unless
the shit
you're
that
singing.
He did prior to getting Beats.
Right. Like, what has he done before Beats?
The Chronic, one of the greatest hip hop
albums. That's about it. And when was that? 1993.
And he also did. He was with what was it? N.W.A. I
mean, yeah, in 1980.
There's a big chunk of history that belongs to him in the rap game. Okay.
No,
but I think
okay.
I think that he.
Hopefully, it makes the speakers better in the fucking phones.
Right. Right. So this is my question. I'm really curious to find out what was the angle in them purchasing the Beats, because right now HTC has the Beats in their phone, and a lot of computers have it in their phone.
And so cars.
So I'm wondering if it if they're going to license it and keep it its own entity, or are they actually going to take it over and integrate it to Apple, therefore cutting off all ties to everybody else? Like, I wonder how that's going to happen.
I don't know, because I don't know.
I guess it really doesn't matter either way, because they're going to get paid no matter what. But I think I think you know how Apple is. They like to control their image to the T, and they don't necessarily branch out to shit like that.
They do not.
This is their biggest acquisition in all of Apple history. So them spending the $3.5 billion to purchase this company is insane. But it could be such a huge market that they're not covered right now. Because let's be clear.
Maybe they're coming out with something new.
The fucking speakers on these shitty phones are awful.
That is like the worst part about the iPhone.
It is, because you turn it up and it's like...
And it's only one speaker. Right. It's not two speakers.
Right, right.
So
I think they have the technology. I think with Beats, I think that may have been what interested them in buying them. One, because of their cool factor, because they're like everyone, you know, loves those big fucking headphones that are so annoying. And then B, I think that they make
you
thin.
Don't like them, apparently.
I have to. and then they have the thin.
Do you really? Give me one.
No, I only have the in-ear ones.
Oh. Oh, it's stories changed. Stories change now that someone's asking for a gift.
Because now it got real.
Real stingy.
Well, the girl, they'd be like $300 pair headphones. Okay, I won't be able to afford anymore once I move out. That's awful.
We have a spare bedroom.
Girl, this place is real big. I'd get lost. So yeah, I just think it's a very interesting acquisition. I think that it's going to definitely, if they use it appropriately, like I feel like if they totally integrate it into the computers, it's going to up the value, and it could potentially make it more expensive to purchase stuff from them.
Oh, you know what that means?
What?
Other computer companies can't buy Beats headphones or speakers for their computers.
That's what I was talking about. So that's why I'm saying, like, I wonder if that's going to cut all ties to that.
I don't know, because these computers could use better speakers, I think, too.
Oh my god, totally. These are not, like, they're not best speakers. And I love how Apple was like, oh, we came out with new headphones. Really? They're the same shitty ass headphones you've had for the last 18 years?
No, they sound
years?
A little different. They have more bass in them.
Okay, maybe, but they're still horrible speakers. Like, you can't, like, they're not, like, first of all,
they don't block the train out.
No, no.
Or the homeless people.
Or the car that's going to ram right into you as you're crossing the street.
Right.
Because clearly that's not important.
No.
I mean, you shouldn't have to hear that.
You don't want to hear anything.
Exactly.
You want to hear the beats. That's why they're called the Beats.
Exactly. You want to hear the beat of the drum instead of the
your
beat.
Funeral.
Right. Instead of the beat of the fucking
graduation.
Car that's fucking crashing right into you. Oh, yeah, you know, that scares me, though, because I've seen people, like, literally be like, doo-doo-doo-doo, big-ass fucking headphones. Oh, kind of like that little drawing that Mark and Ed have. Those annoying-ass speakers. And they're just crossing the street, and then you're like, beep, and they look up like,
ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, I wish you could see
Jackass.
I like those headphones.
I do,
the
too.
Only thing I don't like about them is they're sweaty.
They do. They make you sweat like crazy.
They need an anti-sweater.
Because like, they like retain all the heat like right here in your ears.
Yeah. But I love the colors.
So I have to tell you, I'm hungry.
I am so hungry.
What time are we at?
Almost exactly 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
So we should go?
Sure. All right. This is Rev and Run.
This is
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, thick-skinned Colonel Sanders.
And I just want to say, Mark and Ed, I'm just kidding. Not really. when you get
just kidding.
When you get several daggers in the mail, watch yourself.
Just daggers?
Actually, not really even Ed.
I
love Ed. Mark.
Oh.
Mark. You shit stir. I love you guys.
All right. I hope you guys have a great week. We might try to record something in the middle of the week, maybe. Maybe get a little something extra out if we're not busy.
You don't want to record after this? No. I mean, I don't want to give my secret away. Oops.
Probably not.
Okay, that's fine. We can record. Just
Just don't call
right
you.
After work. Right. Don't call me. I'll call you.
All right, people. Bye.
This is Colonel Sanders signing
out. This is
out.
Ricky.
Bye.